Wow, I'm back, and I can guarantee you are going to enjoy today's movie a lot more than you enjoyed the ones over the weekend. Again, my sincerest apologies, but I do review a little bit of everything of all different genres, so I had no idea what I was going into with either of those movies, as I don't really research them a whole lot ahead of time. I might watch a trailer or two, but sometimes they just don't fill you in or prepare you for what's to come. The one we are talking about today, though, is an exception to that. This movie is rated PG, but honestly, I'm not 100% sure why, as it's not dealing with anything that would necessarily be inappropriate for a younger audience. So I am giving this movie today an innocent rating. I know I haven't given one of those for a while, at least not since the Kung Fu Panda series. But the movie that we are talking about today is Unsung Hero. Now, this one, if you have been a very long listener to me at all, you have probably heard me talk about Angel Studios and some of the movies that they do and the other ones that they help promote. And this is one of those. If you are a music fan and you have ever been a fan or are currently a fan of For King and Country or the well-known Rebecca St. James, which I will be completely honest, I had not heard of before this movie, but I guess that's just the different types of music and everything that we listen to. I was familiar with For King and Country before, but I just did not know their story. And this movie is special not just because it's their story, but two of the children in this movie grow up, and they'll not the actors, but the actual children that are being portrayed grow up, and they are very much involved with the making of this movie. One is playing the character of their father, David Smallbone. And the other one is more behind the scenes, just kind of doing a lot of the making of the story. So it would be interesting to kind of know their thoughts on what it was like to do something like this and to be this vulnerable in front of the camera and to be this vulnerable with their story. You see, their dad, David, he was a studio promoter, and he managed some pretty big names back in the day. But kind of fell on some hard times, and his career kind of went to the toilet. He was really famous in Australia, and that's where he had built his name. And his name had kind of become synonymous around the world with success. But with this one mistake, his name no longer was associated with that. So, in reaching out to try to, so the family doesn't lose everything that he has built. He reaches out to a friend in Nashville. And don't worry, I'm not giving any spoilers here. But this friend gives him hope. And so he packs up his entire family and moves halfway around the world. They move from Australia to Tennessee. Now, imagine that. Imagine an entire family just packing up and just what they can fit in their suitcases and packing up and moving halfway around the world, all for a dream. Except when they arrive in Tennessee, things are not exactly what they expect. Now, like I said, I never give spoilers, so don't worry about that there. But they really try hard to make it work, and they pray about everything, which is amazing because the power of prayer just it goes. I'm not a religious person at all, but I firmly believe in the power of prayer. And so a lot of this movie is about prayer and the power that it contains. But more so than that, this movie is about the family. And Unsung Hero, you're probably wondering, it's okay, how did they come up with something like that? Well, David was so well known for his promotions, but after kind of what went down, he could not find a job to save his life, literally. And so the family, they start taking care of lawns and they start a house cleaning business and they're just starting to do just little jobs around the community to stay afloat. And it's even in one of the trailers, so don't worry, this isn't a spoiler, but they have this jar and they put everything that they have into this jar in front of the kids. And they're like, this is everything we have. Sometimes it's going to be more, sometimes it's going to be less, but we can never let it disappear. And that is such a powerful statement to make. And the fact that they even involved their youngest children in this just really goes to show, I mean, how much this family was willing to work together and how much the whole idea of just believe and how powerful that is in such a story like this. It really goes a long way, but at the same time, this movie, it really goes to show that for every ounce of grace that we get in life, it requires a pound of flesh. Now, that is not said anywhere in this movie. That is strictly my own interpretation from watching this and from seeing this family and seeing how they struggled and how everything came together. And obviously, you know how big the names and everything are now, so you know what kind of came of that. But like I said, for every ounce of grace, it took a pound of flesh. Now, was it worth it? In their case, yes. But is that the case for everybody? No. I mean, miracles are amazing. I'm not discounting miracles at all, but they don't come along for everybody. At least not in the tangible way that people would think of. There are miracles in everyday life if you look hard enough for them, but you have to be willing to look. They're so easy to overlook, the day-to-day ones that just are right in front of us. And this movie kind of reminds you to look at that stuff. Now, I will say with the entire tone of this movie, it's going to have a huge audience, but at the same time, it's got a limiting audience, because if you are not strong in your faith and you are not a big Christian music fan and you are not like a big person strong in your religion of whatever it may be, this movie is going to be very off-putting. Like, if you go into this movie expecting it to just be about music, you're going to be sadly disappointed. But if you actually sit there and give it a chance for the movie that it is, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So you may be wondering, okay, what score did you give this? Now, here's one where it's a little bit harder to stay true to the deputy scale. Personally, I probably would have given it a little higher score than I gave it. But there are some slow points in the movie, and though it is memorable, it's a really, really good story. Don't get me wrong. Don't take it that way at all. But I'm giving Unsung Hero a 7 out of 10 on the deputy scale. It's good story, memorable. And this is definitely both of those. It's a really good, memorable story. And like I said, personally, I might be even closer to an 8 just on my personal thoughts on it. But just the fact that it's going to have a slightly limiting audience just because of the fact that prayer is such a front runner in this movie. And it just makes such a big, powerful statement that if you pray hard enough and you believe hard enough, you can make anything happen. And okay, if you work hard enough at anything, you can eventually usually make it happen. But, and like I said, I'm not trying to discount the power of prayer in the least, but this is just one of those ones that kind of just teaches you or attempts to teach you that if you believe hard enough, it'll happen. And that's just not the way it works. I mean, I'm not questioning our creator or anything like that, but I don't know, this movie, for all the hardships that this family went through, it's not as easy as it is portrayed on screen to make something like this happen. And so this inspirational, beautiful family shares their amazing story with us. And I hope you actually go out and give this a chance because it's worth it. And of course, I will be back with another great movie for you this week. So I hope you come back. Be sure and hit those buttons. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye-bye.